You're faced with a challenge, maybe even a crisis. It's right in front of you. What do you think about? What do you imagine? What are the different scenarios going on in your head of how this is all going to work itself out? Do you think positive thoughts? Do you think of a lot of ways to win? Or are you afraid? Are you put back on your heels? Are you in a defensive mode, protecting yourself from further loss or potential loss? What are you imagining? What are the thoughts and feelings going on in your body and your mind when you are faced with a challenge or even a crisis? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I am so glad you are here. You are daily ritual, two men, a little bit older, busy, productive lives. We produced in the past. We want to produce even more. This journey isn't over. We're living with that sense of urgency. We want more. We're appreciative of what we've accomplished in the past, but we're working with this mindset, the strategies. We're allocating our willpower, focus, energy, and time in a way to just get more out of life. That's just how we're wired. That's why you're here. That's why I am here, how to get more out of ourselves, because we know we have so much more talent, ability. This ain't over yet. We're going to finish this life off strong, even though, you know, years from now, we're living that with that sense of urgency, but we got to put it all together. We got to live with that sense of urgency. We got to use our talents and abilities to the fullest, right? If that sounds like you're in the right place, make sure you make this a part of your daily ritual, right? So when you are faced with a challenge, maybe even something a little bit more severe, a crisis, what mode do you go into? What do you think about? What do you imagine? Let's face it, the quality of our life is usually not what we do when we're just faced with things are going well, they're predictable, you know, the template life that I talk about. You know, you're pretty much are going in a pattern, an acceptable pattern. There's not a lot of wiggle room because you're just kind of going down, doing what you're supposed to do, that template expected life, right? You can't win big, you can't lose big, you're just kind of following the patterns. A lot of our lives, it's in that predictable pattern, right? And so when things are going well and the pattern's going well, I mean, that's easy, right? There doesn't take a lot of creativity and imagination to just do the blocking and tackling, dotting the I's, crossing the T, right? But it's when we get those curveballs, those unexpected things, and they challenge us. They challenge our thinking. Maybe it's a disagreement. It's some type of conflict, something out of the ordinary. I mean, that's when the quality of our life will be determined. Do we move forward? Do we slay the dragons, so to speak? Do we solve those challenges? And then we move on to a higher and higher level. And with that reference of success, successfully handling the challenges, right, we build more strength, more references of success. We're stronger and stronger to handle bigger challenges in the future. Or do we take a beating? Are we really frustrated and confused of why this is going on? Why is this situation happening? How do we get ourselves in the situation? Why can't we influence and persuade other people to see our point of view? We hit this roadblock, this obstacle that we can't seem to make our way through. Maybe it's unfair. And we lack the imagination of how we're going to work through it. And that's a reference of failure, a reference of settling. Now, we might not think about it at the time. We may just think it's just practical. But our lack of imagination of how to work this all out, that takes us in a different direction. It's those moments that were challenged, and even, again, a more severe challenge, maybe even a crisis. What do you think about? What pops up in your mind, in your body, your nervous system? What do you imagine? Well, that's what I want to talk about in today's podcast, get you to think about things. Here I am. It's 5 minutes to 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a one-on-one coaching client. It was evening for him. He was in New Zealand. So I got up really early to meet with him, which I do every single week at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I have the decision to make. Do I go to bed for a couple hours? Or am I going to just go ahead and do our daily connection, this Manformation podcast, and then go to the gym? So I decided. So here I am very early in the morning coming to you. And I was thinking about, you know, what I love so much about my one-on-one coaching is that this whole imagination thing, that's basically what I've learned how to do and how to look at the world to help my guys overcome their challenges, their obstacles, why they're stuck and they can't get closer to the vision of the life that they really want or even think about it, is sometimes it's their lack of imagination. Now, again, I have a distinct advantage working and looking at and having a better imagination to all the different opportunities and avenues solutions to their challenges. Because number one is I talk to so many men, I hear the same challenges over and over and over again. It's not new to me what they're going through because I've heard it and I hear the frustration, the confusion, sometimes the disempowering beliefs, the wrong decisions to handle these challenges. And, you know, I've had enough experience of learning what works, and not just in theory, what actually works. So I'm at an advantage because a challenge that might be new to you, new to my client, I've heard it 5,000 times probably at this point. I know it works and doesn't work. I know why they think that way, and you know, that's where a lot of people, when they're stressed, when they're faced with a challenge and crisis, and I also know what it's going to take to eventually think in the counterintuitive ways, the ways that only the successful people who get through those challenges think. I have a lot of experience hearing about those, which they don't because they're going through it. Here's the other thing, too, is that when we're faced with a challenge, a crisis, we're emotionally connected to the loss, maybe. Our beliefs, it's limited. We don't open up our imagination to all the opportunities because we're emotionally connected, because it means everything in the world to me. Now, I really care about my guys, right? I think about them all the time as we go through the journey, but I'm not as emotionally connected to the downside as they are. So for those reasons, I'm at an advantage to looking at their challenges in ways that they can't. But over the time, what I've realized is that, you know, my imagination in their moments of crisis has become huge. It's like a muscle. It's like going to the gym. I can imagine a million different scenarios from references of the past stories I've heard, but I've just focused. It'd be sort of like a comedian. Right, a comedian who's so funny on stage, you might think that's just some natural talent and ability. The truth of the matter is, for whatever reason, probably early in their life, they just started looking at things. They've been looking at things of what's funny about this, and it could be a funeral, it could be somebody, I don't know, farting in public where someone might think of being embarrassed. Maybe at a young age, they just start looking at everything in the world. What's funny about this? So from the age of 5 all the way up to 35, they just looked at the world differently. And so they came up with this imagination of all these funny things, right? You know, my daughter, you know, art is very important. She sees the world in artistic ways. And if that continues, until she's 25, she can probably walk into a room and probably just see the colors in a way that other people just couldn't see it, right? It isn't by accident. It's because how she got in a pattern of looking at the world, right, from a young age, and it stacks up, just say, 20 years, or she's 5 years old right now, right? Well, see, that's what I've developed over the years, not just going through my journey and learning about personal development, but helping out, you know, so many men. What else can this mean? What else does this mean? Your challenge, crisis, what else can mean? And that's what I want to talk about, right? Your imagination. What do you do? All right, crisis time, challenge time. How would you evaluate your imagination fitness? How strong is your imagination muscle? Because it's not like an on-off switch. It's something that you develop over time. right? And a lot of times it's emotionally connected. Do you have empowering beliefs? Are you more optimistic? Or do you see yourself as being practical, right? That makes sense to you, but you're really protecting yourself from loss. And your imagination isn't about how can I break through this situation and come to some type of mutual agreement? How can I influence them to my point of view, because I know I'm a force for good. I know that I can solve this solution. I need to get them to my point of view in this moment of challenge or crisis, that person's opinion. Do you think of all the positive ways that you can use, you know, the way you talk to them, the examples that you use, the stories, the metaphors, the analogies, all right? Do you use your imagination for a positive solution, or without knowing it, you use your imagination to protect yourself from loss, to make sure that you don't get screwed because you've been in this situation before? Do you even think about it? What is your imagination fitness level? How much do you exercise your imagination? I'll tell you, in this stage of my life, and this has been the biggest distinction for me to this phase of my life, right? You could have go back 2 years, I would have said, okay, now this is the key to life. And then 2 years before that, well, no, this is the key to life. Now, I'm not sure if this imagination is just so huge and, God, you should be really thinking about this. It's going to change your life. Or it's stacked upon other skill sets and mindsets that I've had, or I'm not sure, but at least at this moment in time, this key, this way of looking at imagination has totally transformed my life and my family's life, right? In that moment of challenge or crisis, how's everything going to play out in your mind? What do you think of? What do you imagine? Good things? Bad things? Something in between? Not black or white, right? How strong is your imagination, right? Good, bad, something, you know, the shades of colors in gray, right? How much can you build upon it? All right, so think about that. So, you know, you have a challenge with your boss or a prospect if you're in sales, maybe a client that you already have, your wife, your kids. All right, what's going on through your mind in that moment of disagreement, challenge, crisis, whatever you think? Are you thinking, well, what are they thinking? Are they thinking positive things, negative things? Are they innocent? Or are they cunning? Are they coming from a good place? Or are they coming from a challenge? What else? And what else can this mean? How many scenarios can you imagine? Or are you stuck in a pattern? And whether it's you're always positive, maybe you shouldn't be, all right? Or you're always negative and protecting yourself. Are you always assuming, well, what's that imagination? Because that's just the reality that you're creating. It's not necessarily true. But the more things you can imagine in that moment of crisis, well, what am I going to do? Bills are coming up. How can I raise more money in my business? How can I save it? It's going a downturn in my business. All right. What are other people thinking of me? What would they think if I failed? Right. All right. What are you imagining at the moment? Do you ever think about that? Or do you just locked into a pattern? That's the way I always thought. That's just practical. Isn't that the way everybody thinks? No. No. And like I said, with my clients, my thing isn't, so to get to where you want to go from where you are, we're always going to have the obstacles. Were they real or we exaggerate them, or they're not even existence. It's a challenge we make up in our own mind. All right. Whether it's something physical, financial, emotional, challenges of our past, whatever it is, there's some type of obstacle that's in front of us that's preventing us to get from where we are now to where we want to go. So life is all about handling challenges and obstacles. What do you imagine when these inevitable obstacles and challenges are in your way? What do you imagine at the time? It's so important at that critical point in time. And what I do is they might block themselves in. Oh, I got this choice or this choice. Or the truth of the matter, there might be 9 different solutions, but they just lack the imagination for those reasons I talked about. They're connected to it. Maybe they got bad experiences or whatever. And they're thinking of 2 solutions to this challenge where there might be 9. Boom, 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 boom. 9 different scenarios that they can't imagine. And some of them might be easy, sane, best for everybody, expecting the best, looking at the positive side of themselves and other people, right? Imagination, it's everything. And I'm telling you, it's the biggest distinction that's taken my life to the next level. Everything is in play. Everything. I don't care what situation is. I don't care if nobody's listening to this Manformation podcast. I don't care if I'm having a challenge with my wife or children or somebody in my life, clients or whatever, business, whatever it is. You know, I'm only limited by imagination, all the different scenarios that if I can see them, I can pick, okay, one of nine, not just two, not just cloud up and crowd up. Think about that. Think about that, right? You know, I know I'm just, you know, opening up something and something to think about. We can show up for these podcasts, you know, every single day, piece by piece by piece. If you want to speed up the journey, get a hold of me like my clients, all right? Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. Call me, 213-973-8790, and that information is down below if you want some help on your imagination through the challenges to make this life happen. I know you've accomplished a lot. You want more. I want to help you, right? Reach out, right? But think about it. What's your imagination fitness? Do you exercise it every day? Do you make it stronger and stronger and you have more imagination and flexibility because you're always stretching it out? Or is it getting more and more rigid over time? I mean, yeah, you may be certain when a crisis hits, but are you limiting your options only because you lack imagination? Oh, this person does this. Oh, that means this. Does it mean that? What else can that mean? Because what if you saw them in a more positive manner? Maybe they're just hurting right now. Maybe they need your strength. You know, just it reminds me, and I'm going to talk about it on a future podcast. I feel like I'm on fire on this podcast. Got a lot of passion and emotion that I'm coming to you with. But I also feel like my thoughts are all over the place here at 3 o'clock in the morning, so bear with me. But I'm going to talk about music and the effect of music on a future podcast. And what made me think about that is I had one of my coaching clients late last night, a few hours ago, right? And, you know, he's a great guy and a lot of things going for him. He's looking for, he wants to settle down and find the woman of his dreams. And, you know, my imagination is this guy has all the options in the world available to him, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what he thinks, right? That's true for all of us. All right. And so, man, he's dating this girl that in so many ways is perfect for him, but you know, we all have our challenges, right? That's you, me, he does, this woman that he's dating, right? And so her thing is, you know, being a little bit older, whatever, is she's, you know, playing kind of standoffish, all right? You know, protecting herself from hurt or whatever. And she's saying, well, I'm thinking about moving. And however he was describing the situation, his imagination was that she wasn't all that committed, you know, in his mind, in his imagination, she wouldn't be talking about moving and those type of things. And so with that imagining what's going on through her head, climbing to her mind and imagining what she's thinking, that's going to predict, you know, his whole behavior. Like how much he digs in deep and shows that strength and shows a vision of what he wants for his life. That's so important when you are getting into a relationship. You know, some people need to be led. And it was just interesting that he saw so much power and so much decisiveness in her actions, where I said, look, my imagination says that she's been hurt before, maybe growing up or this or that or relationships. She's looking for a strong man who knows where he's going, that can be clear because it's murky for her. She knows what she wants, but she just can't see it putting together. And she's testing you to see how strong you are. And it reminded me of a Sheryl Crow song, Are You Strong Enough to Be My Man? And I looked up on the internet while I was talking to him, and I played that song. And I said, you know, my imagination, as you told me that scenario, is this is what's going on in her head. And if you know that song, Sheryl Crow, Are You Strong Enough to Be My Man, right? And he stopped and he thought about it. And he said, yeah, that sounds exactly like what she's probably really thinking. And I said, you know what? So he likes her, and she's showing, and to my imagination, she's showing the signs that, you know, she likes him, right? And he wants it to work. I think she wants it to work. I just think she's scared. That's what my imagination is. Who knows? I can't climb into her mind either. But the point is, if I didn't open his imagination and play that song and he said, wow, that is, I think that's how she's feeling. That's a whole different way of approaching the relationship. One might be sitting back. The path he might have been taking is, oh, she's not that interested, so I better not show strength or show commitment, or, you know, I don't want to be burned. She doesn't seem interested. Right? Versus the other one is, hey, she's weak. She needs to show my strength. I need to lead this. If we're going to have a life together, I mean, who knows? But she wants to see my strength. She wants to be influenced. She wants persuaded. She wants me to be strong, not weak. She wants me to be decisive and control the emotion right from the beginning to help me see she needs my strength versus, oh, well, I'm going to sit and wait and see too. Imagination. It's everything. It's just everything of the decision we will make. That imagination or lack of imagination, it's fulfilling our destiny. It's creating our destiny, whether we know it or not. It's our behavior. And sometimes we never even question it. We never even question it. And like I said, that's what I love about the coaching, is to open up the imagination, because you know what, I see the whole direction of his life, maybe even, you know, going in a whole different direction because he just opened up the imagination. Now, I don't know what's going to happen or whatever, but I'll tell you this, there are more opportunities for it to work just because the opening of the imagination is so crucial. It's so crucial. I could probably talk a lot about this. All right, guys. Again, if you're interested in this one-on-one coaching, I want to help you with your imagination. If this is the time, you need some help, you're a leader, you've done well, but you want to take it to the next level, maybe just stimulating your imagination to more options to your challenges or your crisis. Work on this muscle. I'll be your personal trainer. Work in the gym with you, right? Your imagination fitness. All right, how strong is it? How much do you work on expanding it? Or as you're getting older, is it constricting without you even knowing it? Reach out to me again. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. Call me at 213-973-8790. We can talk for a little bit. Got a questionnaire for you to fill out. I got an offer for you. Go to absolutely free. 15manformationsteps.com. It's below this podcast. You see the link, 15manformationsteps.com. Some of my best life lessons. If you're loving, you know, this Manformation podcast, these ideas I'm throwing at you, right? Even if it's a little disconnected here at 3 o'clock in the morning for me, right? But you're loving this type of stimulation. Maybe it's just what you need. You're a leader. You're trying to do all this by yourself. A strong leader like you who's about your age. Right? Some of the best life lessons that I learned. Click that link, 15manformationsteps.com. There's going to be a questionnaire there too, right? You get free access, instant access. It's an 18-day journey, 15 lessons. They're dripped out to you every day. I want you to come back for 18 straight days. I don't want you to binge watch, even though, you know, you might be excited. Just like this, I want you to come back to this Manformation podcast every day so it just becomes a part of your mental, emotional exercise. All right, we go on this journey together. So for 18 days, I want you to come back for these lessons, these videos. I alert you by email. Absolutely free, instant access to this members-only website on manformationuniversity.com. So click that link below. Again, so that's going to do it for today's Your Ritual, Our Connection today, this Manformation podcast. Hey, remember, attack the day. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. That's okay, though. Makes us pay attention. Makes us live with a sense of urgency. We produce with a sense of urgency. You're paying attention to me with a sense of urgency. Like this distinction, my imagination said this podcast and the next one, and the next one's all going to stack up and open me up to a whole new world. And let me use my willpower, focus, energy, and time more effectively and efficiently. Use my talents and abilities even to the fullest so I can finish out strong. We have to produce. We have to work out, train our bodies, exercise, eat right. We need to connect, love, hug. Again, produce, finish this out, our legacy, with that sense of urgency. So have a great day, and I'll see you on the next. I'll feel y'all, experience this, see you on the next Manformation Podcast.